Just tonight, we're going to go into the New Testament tonight over in the book of 2 Corinthians, 2 Corinthians chapter 11. Again, thank you for being here in the house of God, and I'm glad the truth of that last hymn, Little as Much, when God's in it. And I heard Brother Joe Arthur preach many years ago out of John 6 about that lad. He made the statement and said, God will get in it if you'll give it to him. Amen. And that's one thing you can take to the bank. You give it the Lord, he can take it and use it. Amen. And I praise him for that tonight. 2 Corinthians chapter number 11. 2 Corinthians chapter 11. We'll begin reading verse 1 down through verse number 4 tonight, and then I'll read in one other place, and then we'll pray, try to preach as the Lord directs our heart tonight. 2 Corinthians chapter 11, and beginning in verse number 1, the Bible said, would to God you could bear with me a little in my folly, and indeed bear with me. For I am jealous over you with a godly jealousy. For I have espoused you to one husband, that I may present you as a chaste virgin to Christ. But I fear lest by any means, as the serpent beguiled Eve through his subtlety, so your mind should be corrupted from the simplicity that is in Christ. For if he that cometh preach another Jesus, whom ye have not preached, or if ye receive another spirit which ye have not received, or another gospel which ye have not accepted, ye might well bear with him. Then look over at the book of Galatians, just a few pages over in Galatians chapter 1. Galatians chapter 1 and beginning in verse number 6. Galatians chapter 1 and beginning in verse number 6. The Bible says, I marvel that you are soon removed from him that called you into the grace of Christ unto another gospel, which is not another, but there be some that trouble you and would pervert the gospel of Christ. But though we or an angel from heaven preach any other gospel unto you than that which we have preached unto you, let him be accursed. As we said before, so say I now again, if any man preach any other gospel unto you than that ye have received, let him be accursed. Let's pray together. Father, I thank you, Lord, tonight for your mercy and for your grace. And Lord, I am thankful for the word of God tonight. Lord, I thank you as your word teaches us, it is a lamp to our feet and a light to our path. And Lord, help us now for a little while as we look into your word that you'd speak to us. Help us, oh God, in these days we have an adversary, the devil, who is loose. And he's as a roaring lion, and he is seeking to devour. Oh, Father, I pray now that you'd enable us and right divide the word of truth. Help us all to receive the word. I pray you convict and save that soul that's lost. Help us as your people. I pray you give me unction and give me freedom. I to preach the word of God tonight. I know this congregation, many are tired in body, and sometimes their minds are so distracted. But I'm asking you, Lord, in that name above every name, in the name of Jesus, would you help us? Oh, that our hearts and our minds would wrap around the word of God and let it settle deep inside of us. Lord God, change us for thy glory. I've set us on fire for your glory, and we'll thank you and we'll praise you. For it's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. You can be seated tonight. We find here in two places where Brother Paul is writing to two different congregations, and he is speaking to them a little bit about Satan and about false teachers and false prophets. And we find here in 2 Corinthians chapter 11, And verse number 3, the Bible says, but I fear lest by any means as the serpent beguiled Eve through his subtlety, so your mind should be corrupted from the simplicity that is in Christ. Paul is warning us about our enemy, the devil. He said, as the serpent. And somebody may even ask, a young Christian may ask, preacher, how do you know that's talking about the devil? Well, the best commentary on the Bible, the Bible, amen. And the Bible said in Revelation 12 and verse number 9, he said, and the great dragon was cast out, that old serpent called the devil and Satan, which deceiveth the whole world. He was cast out in the earth, and his angels were cast out with him. So we know that Brother Paul is speaking about our adversary, our enemy, the devil. Now, if you can't tell the devil's on a rampage, then you must have your head buried in the sand. For the devil is running hard in our country and in our world. I mean, sin's everywhere, and it seemed like we would rather run after that than receive truth. And that's because they have listened to the old serpent, the devil. Now, there's three things, quickly as introduction. I preached a few months ago about his devices, and I won't stay long in this introduction, but I do want to look in 2 Corinthians 11:4 at something in just a moment. I want to say, first of all, Satan is a deceiver. He beguiled Eve, for that word means to deceive, to seduce wholly, to entice, to catch by bait. You look up here tonight, the devil would be just as thrilled to snare you as he would me. Amen. He's out setting a trap for every child of God. He hates you. He is against you. And therefore, he would love to snare you. Because whether you know it or not, there are other people around you who know you're saved, that to them you are the best Christian that they personally know. And if you go down, somebody else will go down with you. So be very careful, for the devil is a deceiver tonight. Oh, he's also, can I say, Satan is also very dangerous. Amen. You don't toy around with the devil. Amen. I love gospel music. I love hymns. I love spiritual songs. But every now and then somebody, I write some song, sing some song, I just shake my head like, what in the world got in your head that made you write that? I heard a song on the radio, on a Christian radio station the other day, and talked about the devil didn't even make them pray. I thought, unto God who wrote that song. Because I want to tell you something, you listen to me. Don't you be trying to rebuke the devil yourself. Don't you dare be doing anything like that. Because by yourself you cannot do it. You better let the Lord handle our adversary, the devil. Amen. I know on television they're rebuking this, that, and that. You better let the Lord do the rebuking. Amen. Matter of fact, we find one of those archangels in the book of Jude. Hey, we find out he wasn't even trying to take on the devil. He was even trying to rebuke the devil in the Lord's name. He knew it wasn't even him. Amen. So we find that he's very dangerous. As Peter said, he's as a roaring lion. And he's loose. He's not bound up. Now it's going to be a hallelujah day, and he's cast in the lake of fire. I believe even some dignified Baptists will shout that day. Amen. When our adversary finally gets thrown in the lake of fire. But until then, he's loose. Amen. And he's running all over this world. He's going wherever he can to destroy. For that is our third thing. Satan is a destroyer. For he tells us there in the book of John. I thought about this verse in John 10. He said there that he's come to steal, kill, and destroy. That's why he's here. That's what he's doing. He's out to destroy. Well, we see these things, reminded of these things. But in 2 Corinthians 11:4 is where I'll stay, and then I'll get over to Galatians 1 in just a moment. But I will look here and preach just a few minutes tonight to help you and help me on Satan's sinister strategy. Satan's sinister strategy. Understand this tonight. And this may sound strange, but bear with me and hear me. Satan loves religion. He really does. He loves religion. But it's salvation that bothers him. Amen. There are a lot of people in the world tonight religious. Whether it's by name of Baptist or by Catholic or by Islam, whatever it may be, there are a lot of people religious. And the devil, he don't care about you being religious. Not one bit. Because there's enough deception in religion to keep you from getting saved. Hey, all over this world, everybody's saying they know the way to God. That's right. But this Bible tells us the only way to God, and that's through His Son, Jesus Christ. Amen. Now, there's three things in this verse I'll look at for just a few minutes as we're talking about Satan's sinister strategy. Number one, notice with me in verse 4, at Satan's Savior. For the Bible says that, for if he cometh, preacheth another Jesus. Now, this word another is three times in this verse. That word another means different. It is not the same. Now, everybody look at me a minute. Hear me good. I'm not a mean-spirited preacher. I don't call people names. I don't do that. But I'm going to tell you something. Everybody that talks about Jesus is not talking about the Jesus of this Bible. There is another Jesus to the religious world. Amen. You see, let me just give you three things about this other Jesus that is in the world today, who is not the Jesus of this Bible. This other Jesus that religion has demands no repentance. That's right. Keep doing whatever you're doing. You don't need to change your lifestyle. You just believe in Jesus and you can go to heaven. That is what they're preaching. I think I said this just a while back here. If not, I need to tonight for sure anyhow. But understand something. If you went overseas, if you went to the country of India and you began to preach Jesus and talk about Him being God, they would accept that. But if you say He is the only God, that's when they'd get upset. You see, they don't mind adding another God to their list. They like it, and the more the merrier, as far as they're concerned. But ladies and gentlemen, there is no other God, just Jehovah Himself. Amen. And the ones that talk about Jesus want to act like He was some just half-crazed man walking around, and He didn't demand anything of anybody. Are you hearing me? Hey, The other Jesus of the religious world demands no repentance. But I will tell you this. The Jesus of this Bible, He does demand repentance. Amen. You say, preacher, He don't. Oh, yeah, He demands repentance. He tells us over there in the book of Matthew, man, look at this just a minute. He come out of the wilderness, got baptized by John the Baptist, and He comes out of there. And John, in Matthew 4 and verse 17, it said, from that time Jesus began to preach and to say, repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. Repent. That's what Jesus said. Over there in Luke 13 and verse 3 and verse 5, Jesus says this, I tell you nay, but except you repent, ye shall all likewise perish. Verse 5, I tell you nay, but except you repent, ye shall all likewise perish. Hey, the Jesus of the Bible, He demands repentance. That is that changing, leaving your sin and turning to Christ. Amen. God doesn't save in sin. He saves from sin. Amen. The Jesus of the religious world, you don't have to change. You don't have to do anything. Just go to church. That's what they say. Just come over here. If you'll just come at least one time a week and put a little money in the plate, boy, if you tithe, that'd be real great. But hey, their Jesus don't demand repentance. So their Jesus is not the same Jesus you and I know. Amen. For the Jesus of the Bible demands repentance. Hey, listen to this. The other Jesus of the religious world denounces no religion. He loves all religions. How many times have you heard that? How many times have you heard the modernist, the liberal preacher get up and say, well, Jesus just loves everybody. Well, he does love everybody. But I'm going to tell you something. He is not going to accept the false religions of this world. Amen. We find today that they want to say, well, always lead to heaven. All religions are good. All religions will get you. Oh, they won't. Amen. Hey, Jesus is not pumping out coexist bumper stickers. I'm not being mean by that, but I'm telling you, hey, you say now, preacher, I've got you. I know he said you had to repent, but he wouldn't never talk about another religion. He wouldn't. Have you not read your New Testament? Amen. Because I'm going to tell you something. I read in John 14:6, Jesus said, I am the way, not a way. He said, I am the way, the truth, the life. No man come unto the Father but by me. Well, these other religions said we can go to heaven by them. Well, Jesus said you can't. Amen. The Jesus of the Bible says I'm the way. Matter of fact, you say, well, preacher, he wouldn't say nothing negative about another religion. Matthew 23, you must not read it lately. Amen. Son, I'm going to tell you something. He got tough on that religious crowd. Amen. You Pharisees, hypocrites. Amen. He goes on that chapter, he calls them fools. Boy, that, man, you imagine, I know Baptists in our day, you let a preacher use the word fool in the pulpit, oh, son, you about committed the unpardonable sin. Jesus would have tore your nerves up. Amen. He also told them, you're whited sepulchers. You look good on that side, but you're full of dead men's bones. Amen. Hey, every time he encounters the religious crowd, he tells them they're vipers. That's right. He tells them that you're trying to put more on people. And he got on them about that. He said, you won't even lift your finger to heaven. You're just doing all. Hey, he was showing this world, you're not getting to heaven by religion. No religion will get you to heaven. A relationship with Jesus Christ, that will get you to heaven. Amen. I am not religious. That's right. Amen. I have a relationship with Jesus Christ. As we sung that, I am a part of the family of God. Amen. Hey, we find the other Jesus. Well, he wouldn't dare rebuke a religion, wouldn't denounce it, but the Jesus of this Bible would. Amen. Hey, this ain't popular preaching in this country at all no more. This ain't politically correct, but I'm biblically correct. Amen. Hey, the Jesus of the Bible demands repentance, and he denounces other religions. Some would say this, listen to this, that other Jesus they're talking about, he declares no retribution. There's no punishment in the end. This religious crowd said, why? Why, in the end, love's going to win out. That's what they're saying. So the others will say, well, you go to hell, it'll just be for a little while, and when he thinks you've, when you're sorry enough, what all you've done this life, he'll let you out. No, he ain't going to do that either. Another crowd said, well, you'll just burn up. You just cease to be. That ain't going to happen either. Amen. Matter of fact, the Jesus of this Bible, man, I got thinking about this today. He preached a whole lot on hell, the Jesus of this Bible. He tells the crowd in Mark chapter 9, he says about going into hell where the fires never quench and where the worm dieth not. This Jesus of the Bible is the one that warned about that rich man that lifted his eyes in hell, being in torment. Amen. You see, the Jesus of the Bible, he does declare to you there's a retribution, there is a payday. There's a payday for sin. Amen. Hey, the other Jesus says, oh, you're okay. You'll be, in the end, if you just be sorry a little bit and you can go to heaven. No, that ain't the Bible. Amen. You see, all this is the sinister strategy of our enemy, the devil. Hey, you know why man inside knows there's a God. First and foremost, Romans 1 teaches us that a man has to willfully reject God in his mind. Everybody's born with the knowledge of God in them. Everybody. That's right. Even the heathen in a country that ain't never heard truth. That's right. Inside, you know this thing didn't just happen. Amen. Are you listening to the preacher tonight? But the devil is out trying to see people with religion tonight. Oh, there's that other Jesus. Well, not only Satan's Savior, but let's notice also in this verse, Satan's spirit. For it goes on to say, if you receive another spirit, little s, there is the Holy Spirit, capital S, and then there's other spirits. Amen. Now, you hear me. I know Hollywood have you believe that's all a joke, but it ain't no joke. There is demonic forces at work in this world. They are loose and they are raging. Amen. There is a false spirit in the world today that people religion are taking in. That's right. Do you realize that the demons, they're able to give you feelings? They can stir up emotions in you? And lost people, are you hearing me? Hey, let me help you right here. Satan's spirit, that false spirit that's in the world today, it leads people into sin. Amen. The demon forces, devils is what the New Testament calls them. The word demon is never used in the King James Bible. It's devils. Are you hearing me? I don't have a problem with the word demon, but biblically it's the word devils. Amen. And they are out there. They do possess sinners. There are people who are devil-possessed tonight. Amen. And these demonic forces do lead people to sin. They're the one come by and say, hey, y'all try it, ain't gonna hurt you. There ain't not one thing happening if you do this. And then they get your flesh going, but it is on them. Amen. Hey, but the Holy Spirit, now I want to help you right here. Now the Holy Spirit, he won't do that. He won't lead you into sin. Amen. You see, here's what the Bible says about the Holy Spirit here in the Word of God. Over there in the book of John chapter 14, verse 17, the Holy Spirit is called the Spirit of Truth. Amen. John 16, verse 13, howbeit when he, the Spirit of Truth, is come, he will guide you into all truth. The Holy Spirit will never lead you to commit one sin, not one sin. Amen. As a Christian, if you are tempted to sin, and even if you go sin, you will go over top of the Holy Ghost saying no to you. Amen. If you can sin without restraint, if you can sin without conviction, if you can sin and it never bother you, you are lost. Amen. A saved person has the Holy Ghost living inside of them saying no to sin. Amen. Hey, the Satan spirit will lead to sin, but not the Holy Spirit. Hey, Satan spirit lies to people. The devils will lie to you. But the Holy Spirit, he will never lie to you. Never. Are you hearing me real good tonight? Again, those verses I just read. He is the Spirit of Truth. Amen. You can trust the Holy Spirit. Now, you can't trust your conscience. Amen. That come from Disney anyhow, just to be real honest, straight shooting with you. With Jiminy Cricket and let your conscience be your guide. That's okay if you ain't seared it. Are you hearing me? But your conscience can get so corrupt you can't trust it. Amen. But you can always trust the Holy Spirit. Amen. He will never lie to you. That's the reason I say so much to people who are struggling with doubt in their salvation. Ask the one that does the saving, and he'll tell you whether or not you're saved. Because if you're saved, the Holy Spirit lives in you, and He'll say, yes. Yeah. And if you're not, He'll just tell you flat out, no, you're not. Amen. A lot of folk just don't want to come to reality about it. They're hanging on to a little old profession. They're hanging on to maybe they're good enough to go to heaven. And you're not. Amen. But the Spirit of God will always tell you the truth. Hey, the Satan spirit leaves people. You realize that? They'll egg you on, then leave you there to die in your sin. But the Holy Spirit will never leave you nor forsake you. Amen. He is the one who has sealed you to the day of redemption. Amen. Satan's spirit will leave you, but the Holy Spirit never will leave you. Amen. That's why I keep saying to people all the time they come by, after I preach, if it's one of those messages that just kind of pierces somebody's heart, they say, man, it's like you followed me this week. I didn't. I don't have time. Amen. That's right. But the Holy Spirit, if you're saved, He is there every step of the way. Everything you said, He heard. Everything you did, He knows. Amen. So Satan's Savior, hey, can't be trusted. Satan's spirit cannot be trusted. Then let me say number three, and I'm going to wind it up right here. Satan's scriptures is mentioned here in this verse. He said another gospel. Boy, we got more modern day translations. They're pumping new ones out ever so often. And all this is a money racket. I hope you really understand the truth of that. It is a money racket. Your King James Bible is not copyrighted. You can take a King James Bible and go put on a copy machine, print it all day long, and ain't nobody gonna get on you about a copyright. That's right. But these others, you do that and they'll come lock you up because they want their money. Amen. All, and I'm just going to call them what they are, perversions of this modern day. That's what they are. They are trying to pervert what God said. Me and Brother Tim have been talking about this, the King James issue of our day. Some are, you know, they don't want to accept the King James. They believe something else. And man, we've heard all kinds of stuff. He just tell about one that said, well, what did they have before they had the King James? Well, I'm going to tell you something. You hear me. The King James put the Word of God in the English-speaking people's laps. And understand from 1611 to the late 1800s, they wasn't nothing else. That revised version come out in the late 1800s. Before that, this is all they was. Ain't that interesting? We're supposed to be so smart in this day. Amen. Somebody asked about the Dark Age. You realize how many people died from doctors in the Dark Ages because they didn't have the Bible? They were draining blood. They was doing, and this King James Bible has always said the life of the flesh is in what? The blood. Amen. They were worried about the world being flat. They didn't read their Bible. Amen. Go in the book of Isaiah and you'll find out the world's round. That's right. Hey, we find that the devil wants to pervert the Word of God. He don't want you having this authority. Amen. You say, but preacher, don't those others have a verse or two? Hey, I want to say it like this. I'm not going to eat out of a hog trough. I'm not going to. They are whole biscuits get thrown in a slop bucket. I saw it when I was a boy at once in a while. Amen. But I wasn't going in there about midnight and I got hungry again and got in it. Amen. That's right. Why would you want anything else? Somebody said, I can't understand it. Why? I really want to know why. Because if you will study, you will learn. Amen. Oh, yeah. You say, preacher, why in the world are you preaching this? You're the nucleus of this church. We have to stay strong. It don't matter the crowd that just comes once in a while. Hey, they're going to do their thing anyhow. You're the backbone of this place. We have got to be aware that our enemy, the devil, he's got a sinister strategy. He wants to cut you off from this Bible. He wants to cut our children off from this Bible. They don't need another version. They got the right one now. Amen. Do you understand? The new modern translation, the perversions, attack God himself. They attack the deity of Christ in John 1. There is a perversion out there. Our Bible says, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. There are perversions out there that say was a God. He ain't a God, he God. Amen. They attack also the gospel. They take the blood out of verses. Are you listening to me? In Ephesians 1, Colossians 1, hey, through his blood, that's how you're forgiven. That's how you're made whole. That's how you're reconciled to God, through the blood of Christ. Amen. It attacks our guide. Do you understand something? Just and you don't need to buy all these perversions to figure all this out. There's some people think they do. If you do whatever, I ain't wasting my money. You can walk in a bookstore, pick one up, open it up. They attack our God. What do you mean? Do you understand in these new perversions, they are literally whole verses left out. And do you understand this? They don't even hide it. They don't even hide it. It'll go from verse 16 to verse 18 in some of them things. They're leaving the whole verse out. Now, I'm going to tell you something. I'd have real problems toting something like that. I'd have a real problem with that. Are you hearing me real good tonight? Amen. Hey, I am a King James only man, and I make no apologies. Amen. As long as I'm pastor, it'll stay that way here. The only thing will be taught out of and preached out of is this King James Bible. Amen. And when you don't want it, then I'll hit the road. I mean that. It's that important. Because I'm going to tell you something. You don't get saved and watered down nothing. You've got to have the truth confronting you to get saved. Amen. Hey, now here's where I'm done. I'm done right here. Back in our verses in Galatians 1. Boy, this is how serious Paul felt about this thing. Paul felt real strongly about this another business. He said there in Galatians 1, he talked about he's so marvelous that you're so soon removed. And I tell you that, I'm saying that in this day. I'm getting shocked more and more by preachers and by church folk that used to be members of fundamental churches that are now going in these mega places that have no Bible, got no preaching. I mean, they don't believe nothing. I marvel at that. It scares me, just to be honest with you. It scares me. But here's what Paul said about it, verse 8 and 9. Look at this. But though we or an angel from heaven preach any other gospel unto you than that which we have preached unto you, let him be accursed. As we said before, so say I now again, if any man preach any other gospel unto you than that ye have received, let him be accursed. That word occurs strong, friend. It means devoted to destruction. It means that you're without hope of being redeemed. One man worded it like this, and it is the way I feel about how I believe Paul is looking at it here. He is saying that the earth can just open up and swallow you in. And he said, I'd rather that happen than you keep preaching a false gospel. Now, I'm going to read one more thing. Here's some verses now. They're tough. They're tough, but they're in the Bible. In 2 John, the little book of 2 John, right before the book of Revelation, 2 John, we find in verse 7 down through verse 11, dealing with false teachers and false doctrine. Here's what he said. 2 John, beginning verse 7, one of the little, what some folk refer to as a little John. The Bible said, for many deceivers are entered into the world who confess not that Jesus Christ is come in the flesh. This is a deceiver and an antichrist. Look to yourselves that we lose not those things which we have wrought, but that we receive a full reward. Whosoever transgresseth abideth not in the doctrine of Christ, hath not God. He that abideth in the doctrine of Christ, he hath both the Father and the Son. Now listen to verse 10 and 11. If therefore come any unto you and bring not this doctrine, receive him not into your house, neither bid him Godspeed. For he that biddeth him Godspeed is partaker of his evil deeds. Hey, John's strong about it too. John said, I'm not even wish you a good day for coming with a false doctrine. Amen. You don't bring them in. Hey, if you do bring them in, you better be ready to take them on with the gospel. That ought to be the only reason you let them in. If you're grounded enough and you're ready, tell them what the Bible said. But otherwise, it ain't one of these things where we get all lovey-dovey with all this crowd. You hear me? Amen. And don't even say, I hope you have a good day. I don't even wish them a good day. Amen. That's right. Why? Because they're going to go down the road and they're going to trap one of your neighbors. Maybe wind up at one of your family members' house and confuse them, and they'll believe the lie of that cult, that false religion, and die and go to hell. You hearing the preacher tonight? I'm just preaching my heart out tonight. Amen. I didn't come here to make you feel warm and fuzzy and cut cartwheels. I come to help you. Amen. Hey, for Satan has a sinister strategy, and it's using religion. Amen. We need to know the truth of the Word of God. Father, thank you for the attention of your people now. Seal it to our heart. Help us, Lord, that we'd be a better soldier of the cross. And Lord, I pray for that one that's lost tonight. May the Holy Ghost convict their heart. They get born again before it's everlasting too late. Lord, I'm thankful. I am thankful. Lord, you let me hear the truth one day. Lord, I believed it and called on you and you saved me, and I thank you for it. Have your will and way in the invitation time, and we'll praise you for all things in Jesus' name. Heads bowed, eyes closed. Is there one here tonight in our midst? We say, preacher, I'm not saved. Pray for me. I'm lost tonight. Anybody? I see that young hand. Somebody else, preacher, I'm not saved. I'm not out attacking nobody. I'm just telling you what's right tonight through the Word of God. And I've got folk in my family that are parts of other religions. And I'm going to tell you, and I've told them, if you really believe what you're telling me you believe, there's no way you'll go to heaven. Because what they're believing is a work salvation with one of my brothers. And I'm going to tell you something, you ain't getting to heaven by religious work. You get to heaven be through Jesus Christ. Let's stand tonight. You may have a burden, you may have a care. You'd like to come cast on the Lord. Maybe you're burdened about somebody want to pray. You come. But let's do business with the Lord tonight.